crazy. I know I haven't been, like, motivated really to get on here lately, but that's because, like, I've been, like, trying to transition into, like, my new job. Yeah, unfortunately, I am not with Costco anymore. I got a better one, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to disclose it on here because I don't want them listening or whatever, but it's a cool place. I had my exam on Friday. Had it on Friday. Passed the bitch. And honestly, bro, this is the first job. My new job, of course. First job in a while. Like, I've been really challenged. I had like 10 notes. 10 pairs and, well, 10 pages of notes. And I don't know, bro. It was just so overwhelming. Like, I'm not used to that. I wasn't used to it at all. So I've been kind of like, you know, chilling off of it and, you know, chilling off of it until I pass my exam. So now that I passed my shit, I'm back on this. You know what I'm saying? So I thought I'd drop 2 episodes to this week because, you know, I want to give my predictions for the Super Bowl that's tomorrow, well, today, but I was supposed to do this yesterday. No, actually, I was supposed to shoot this Thursday, but it was like, nah, I'm going to keep trying to do some other shit, you know what I'm saying? Keep myself busy. So yeah, like I said, I passed the test, and yeah, man, today was like my first day off, Monday through Friday. For right now, for the first 2 weeks on Monday through Friday, and all I did really was just kind of sleep today. I got up kind of early. My body is so used to it. What's going on? Sorry about that. If I keep cutting in and out, but yeah, no, I woke up hella early, did what I had to do, and then I took a fucking nap, man. I don't know why I'm even up right now, but it is what it is. But yeah, no, I'm excited to start my new job. Well, I already started it, but I'm saying like my second week because I was in a classroom the first week. I feel like I'm more of a hands-on type of person. So once I start doing like the hands-on training and shit, which will be Monday, I think I'll be okay. And yeah, man. Shout out to my sister. Her birthday was on February 10th. The big 2-5. You know, when we were younger, Tamia always had the littest birthdays, always. Any party I didn't really care about my birthday. I always wondered what my sister was doing on her birthday. She was the one that always used to do fun shit. All the family, like the close family, will just all link up and then we'll do whatever Tamia wanted us to do. Like a few... Well, 1 year she wanted to do sky high. The other one, we went to like this trampoline house. I think it was a sky high, the trampoline place. Yeah. No, but it was another one where we were like we were fake. What is that shit called? Like we were skydiving. So we did that. That was pretty fun. But yeah, no, my sister always had lit shit. Like, I think her last party she ever threw, we were at Dave and Buster's and the fam and shit all came, bro. And my homies was there because they know my sister, of course. And yeah, bro, it was a good time. So anytime Tamia would have a fucking birthday, I look forward to her. So if y'all know my sister and y'all didn't tell her happy birthday, tell her happy birthday. Her shit was February 10th. It ain't too late to tell her because, you know, she still loves when people tell her happy birthday. Her birthday's a whole full month. But yeah, no, that's my road dog. Me and my sister, we've been rocking. We literally are the same person. She talks more shit than I do, but you know what? I'd rather her talk more shit than I do than, you know. Yeah, she ain't no sucker. Boy, I tell you, she'll fight you. She don't give a shit who you are. But you know, we always got each other's back, and I got hers, and she got mine, you know. So any day I'd be like, I'm not finna fight this chick. She'd be like, Well, back then, because she can't be doing all that now. She'd be like, who you want me to press? You know? Little sister, you know? And I check her homies sometimes. Like, funny story. I remember she went to go hang with her partners or whatever. And I was like, who you going to hang out with? But I knew some of them. I didn't know all of them. But I was like, I knew some of them. So I was like, whatever. I was like, yo, what's good with you? What's up with you? I was like, what y'all finna do? And then they was like telling me what they finna do. And then I was like, all right, bro. I want my sister home by 11. No ifs, ands, or buts. And I look at her and I'm like, and I'm dead ass serious too. And I'm like, and I mean that shit. And then they was like, all right, bro, we got you, we got you. They, to me, it gets in the whip. I was like, y'all be smooth, you feel me? But drive safe with my sister in the car. And my sister gets in the car. Bro was like, yeah, it's me. We got to take you home by 11. To me, it was like, man, don't listen to my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do shit like that, you feel me? So, but yeah, man. It's crazy seeing my sister be 25. Like, bro, we're pushing almost 30. I'm about to be 28 this year. So, seeing her older and having her shit together in the military, I'm excited for her. I'm happy for her. So, Mimi, if you listen to my podcast, happy birthday, ugly, again, even though I called you on yours. So, but yeah, man, it's like I said, this week has just been like a really overwhelming week. Yeah, man, it's just been a lot of emotions and a lot of shit that I felt like I've challenged myself this week. And boy, am I tired. It's just a lot, you know. So I'm glad though, like real shit, I'm glad that I'm done with this shit, this testing shit. Because I hate being in a classroom. That shit drives me insane, off the fucking walls. Excuse me, I'm yawning and shit. For some reason, I always want to do my podcasts at like 2:30 in the morning. I don't know why. Don't know why. But you know what? I'm doing it anyway. Doesn't really matter. But yeah, so let's jump into what happened last week. A whole lot of bullshit. A whole lot of shit happened last week. Especially on Euphoria. Boy, who knew? Alright, look. I knew crackheads could run. Because, you know, Ezel from Friday. That nigga always was on the move. But Rue, that bitch was running the whole episode. I know. She smelled like ass. Running and shit. Sweating. Hiding in trash cans and shit. Like, bro, like, she, it's so crazy. Like, she is such a good actor. In episode 5, it was really on some, like, it was really some deep ass shit. Like, she was withdrawn hella bad. Like, and then, like, you know, if y'all been watching the show, you know, she got a secretive suitcase full of fucking drugs with the big time collar. No, she shouldn't have done that. So, you know, they got rid of her suitcase and the bitch just went berserk, flipping shit, putting holes in doors. And, you know, it's just, it's insane. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, you just hear Jules out of nowhere, like, oh, we flushed them. I said, oh, so they heard all of it, her and Elliot. So, you know, she checked Elliot, told that nigga he was a bitch, pretty much. And then she ripped. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I felt kind of bad for Jules, but Jules deserved every fucking bit of it, of what Rue said to her. Like, she did Rue disrespectfully. And it's crazy because Rue always said, like, oh, what did she say? She said, I can never be mad at you, Jules. And, no, she literally was. She had been holding that shit in and she let that bitch know. And so I kind of, look, she had that shit coming to her anyways. So, and then another thing too is like, as like she gets to her friend Lexi house or whatever, Rue finds out she got ambushed again for another intervention. And then Rue trying to get her way out of things. She, you know, exposes the biggest secret of the whole show. And let's just say Rube was, I ain't gonna ruin it because I don't, a lot of people may want to watch it, but let's just say it was SmackDown versus Raw. Well, it was about to get up in that fucking house. Rue, out of all people, I didn't think Rue was going to do it. But it's just more publicity now for Lexi's, you know, little place she got coming up. So, but yeah, no, it was a good fucking episode. That shit, about fucking time, it started making more sense. Like, episode, like, I don't, bro, this is what... What was I going to say? No, yeah, this is the first time, like, I'm sitting here not confused. No narrator. No dicks in every episode, bro. Like, I can't. That, when they do another season 3, I hope this nigga, like, realizes, like, we don't be wanting to see all that on TV, bro. Like, we get it. We do get it. I swear. But, hey, real talk twos, I think he's really obsessed with Sydney Sweeney. Like, I truly do. Like, I think he's obsessed with her titties. I mean, she do got a nice rack. I can't lie to you, bro. She do got a nice rack. But at the meantime, it's just like, bro, like, come on now. She don't need to be naked on every scene. Like, if you want to just see her titties, bro, just go watch a few of her, like, a few episodes of season 1 of Euphoria or fucking The Voyeurs. Something. I get it. We get it. Sydney Sweeney. She got a nice rack. She do. But yeah, like I said, that show Euphoria, I'm telling y'all, bro, y'all gotta watch it. And then, what else, bro? Oh yeah, Power's over with. We got Force. I'm kind of like depending on if I want to watch Force or not, because like I said, that shit is literally the same storyline, just different. And it's just repetitive. Like, I get it, like, 50 Cent, he in his bag with all these shows, but I'm like, nigga, okay, I get the whole drug thing, but, nigga, come up with better, more material, bro, and more realistic than the shit we've been seeing. But we'll see. I'll probably give Force another try. I'll probably wait, like, another 2 more episodes and then kind of watch both of them together. But, yeah, so... Like I said, it was a really good week of TV, me watching, bro, because... But that Euphoria episode, boy, when I tell you I was sitting there shook, me and my homie Halo, we was just sitting there texting the whole time about this episode, like, bro, we just had anxiety, bro. And real talk, real quick, too, if you ever meet someone who's cool, calm, and collective... And tells you straight up, oh, I don't get mad. Bro, please watch the fuck out. Because them the ones that are real life crazy as fuck. They're the fucking craziest people in the world. So you need to watch out for those type of people, bro. Because, girl, Rue was about to be, that girl was about to be on the black market fucking with her. And that's not, if I was in that show, I'd have probably slapped her upside her goddamn head. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I get your angle. You wanted the drugs for free. Bitch, ain't shit in this world free. It ain't. It truly ain't. But yeah, it was a good episode. So we waiting for tomorrow. But yeah, tomorrow's going to be lit though. Or today, actually, I'm sorry, today. Today's gonna be lit, bro. We got Joe Shiesty against Matthew Stafford in the Super Bowl, and I've been rooting for Joe Burrow towards the end of the season. Like, I've been watching more Bengal games than anything this season because, you know, I picked up a few of the players during fantasy, and then towards the stretch I picked up Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow, low-key, Joe Shiesty. That's what I call him. I call him Joe Shiesty. Or they call him Joe Burr. They got hella nicknames for him. And so, it's weird seeing a second-year quarterback take his team to the Super Bowl. And I'm a Raiders fan. And I'm not going to lie. Bengals got some dogs. Three good core receivers. A quarterback, a running back. defense is a little suspect, but it gets the job done. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, the Raiders damn near got the best tight end, Hunter Renfro. I ain't going to say nobody. I mean, who the fuck else we got? I ain't going to say Josh Jacobs. All he do is bitch and complain. But, you know, like when we played against them in the Super playoffs, I was like, bro, if anybody I hope take it all, I hope it's the Bengals. And I'm rocking with him, bro. I told my partners the other day, I was like, bro, there's no reason for y'all not to root for Joe Burrow winning this shit. Like, bro is like destined to play in big games. He's played in the national championship, won him a ring, nigga, and exited out. I hope he really is the first player to go Heisman, national title, and then Super Bowl. I really hope he does, bro, because that shit is crazy. This dude literally came off an ACL tear. Nigga came back and balled out towards the end of the season when it mattered. Ja'Marr Chase is a fucking dog. I mean, but you know what I'm saying? You can't really, like, not look at the Rams roster and be like, this is going to be an easy game, because it ain't, because Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Cooper Kupp, Odell Beckham, Matthew Stafford. But my thing is, I feel like the Rams, this is why I feel like the Rams are going to fucking lose. Because Matthew Stafford been in the league all these years. This is his first time ever getting through playoffs. His whole career. That nigga finna have the nervous jitters tomorrow, for surely. So me and the bros, we finna probably, I'll probably end up cooking tomorrow. And we all like link and watch the game and shit. It's gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good game. But I'm rooting for the Bengals, bro. I feel like the Bengals gonna fucking take that shit all, and I'll be happy, you know, because it's about time we got some new faces in the Super Bowl. So, you know, I'm not gonna say I've been down bad, but I'm not gonna say I've been down. I've been good. You know what I'm saying? I've kind of been in the middle, and I don't know, bro. I feel like the thing about it's hard sometimes being a male is expressing your feelings, and I'm trying to get better at it. Like, I've been doing really better with myself about it, but sometimes, man, I just fucking hold too much in, and I just be exploding. I'm not gonna get in, like, in the specific detail of, like, what happened, but, like, just know, like, I honestly held so much shit in, and I finally let it out. And I sat there relieved, and it's weird to finally, when you finally say something, you think about it and you're just like, well, I fucking said it. So there's no need for me to ever like have to think about it in my head all day, like a carousel going over and over and over, you know? So when I finally let it all out, I felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. And today I kind of just woke up and I just was just like, wow, I'm not, you know, I feel a little bit better about it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, bro, it sucks to hear an outcome of anything you'd say, especially when it's like you want it to be something. Like I said, I'm not getting into specifics, but I'm just in general from what I've been through is just, yeah, man, it's hard. It's hard. Honestly, I feel like it's hard too sometimes to express yourself to a significant person that you're interested in general. So yeah, man, I just think, like I said, I've been trying to get better at shit like that. Like, bro, I've been single for too long to know what it feels like to, well, I know how to be in a relationship, you know, but I don't know the whole thing about a relationship, you know. I feel like, shit, bro, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, bro. I think it's a choice that I wanted to be single. I mean, since I'm older now, I'm kind of just like, all right, I'm considering it. But like, my brother always told me, he was like, bro, you got to be selfish for yourself. Be selfish for yourself before you do anything else, before you have kids, you know, do anything. And it kind of stuck by me. Like, I went traveling. I did all the partying I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? And like, it's crazy. But like I said, man, if you're struggling just like me with emotions and shit, man, honestly, doesn't matter the outcome of who, what, when, where, and why, just know that the relief you get from it, I promise you, you'll feel a little bit better, you know. So yeah, yesterday was a really weird day for me, I'll tell you that. Another thing too, I noticed, I had a conversation with this chick, and we were talking about like how she was going to be like a nanny, to where like when women, or like when newborns are first born, they go to their parents, or like they go to her instead of the parents so the parents could sleep. And I'm sitting here listening to her, and I gave her my general knowledge of what I thought about the whole situation. And then I like asked her the question, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you looking for? And then she was just like, oh, I just wanted to be friends. And I'm like, okay. Like, okay, I get it. And then, yeah, I truly believed that she thought I was fucking dumb, judging by the conversation that I think she thought I was dumb first, until I gave her a realized answer. And then she was just like, oh, I just think you're in a different mindset. And I'm not saying shit about the, like, what happened. I'm just giving you like what she said. And fuck it, I'll give you what she said. So I told her, I was like, yada, 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 yada. And then I was like, what are you looking for? She was like, oh, like, let me be honest with you. Like, I'd rather be friends. And mind you, when she told me that, she could have told me that shit over the phone. Because what the fuck do I look like? Of course I'm going to come kick it. Like, I'm always the type of nigga to come kick it. You know, we want to smoke, let's smoke. And that was the thing. We were about to just kick it and smoke. And then, you know, that shit like that. But I was just sitting there and I'm just like, Like, I was kind of interested, but not really. I mean, I was just like, whatever, fuck it. I like to meet people just to see what other people are. And then I was just like, you could have just texted me this instead of wasting my fucking time. And hopefully, I don't give a fuck if she hears it or not, because she acts about it like my podcast. So, yeah, I just felt like it was a waste of time. We could have just FaceTime smoked like I do with all my other homies. But yeah, no, I feel like sometimes, like, men or women, don't realize, like, when people have a deep conversation with them, like, they may look at them, think like, oh, he don't know shit. And then when they actually give you a real ass answer about some shit, then they're just like, oh shit, like, that was kind of legit. That was a legit ass answer I was, you know, wanted to kind of hear. Not kind of hear, but like my opinion on shit. And it came, one came up about family. And, you know, like, I'm really close to my family. I'm really big on it. You know what I'm saying? I've always been big on it. It's never been an issue in my family to where, like, I don't, like, not talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm blessed to have both my parents in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm blessed that they were at my graduations. My dad taught me how to drive, taught me how to fix cars. My mom taught me book smart. My dad taught me street smart. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. And I'm grateful for all of it. You know what I'm saying? So, you sometimes give your opinions on shit, you know what I'm saying? And people get kind of taken back by it. And that's on them. I feel like that's their loss on them. for how open-minded you are, but you actually know what the fuck you're talking about. So, and the whole topic was about her job, because I told her, I feel like some men should step up to be a dad. And she was just like, well, how do you prepare for that? And I was like, bro, you got 9 months to prepare for that. Matter of fact, you got the whole rest of that kid's life to prepare for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's books. Like, women shouldn't be the only ones reading the books to get prepared for their first child. And I'm not going to say, like, all men are like that, because I know some men that do take care of their kids and, like, are in their kid's life and was prepared and was ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the ones that weren't prepared and aren't in their kid's life. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it goes both ways for both parents, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but my general thing was, is like, I feel like more men should do the, like, try to coach themselves up, or not coach themselves. Well, yeah, coach themselves up, read the proper books. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, get, you know, figure that shit out. You know, not figure, yeah, figure that shit out. I mean, if you willing to produce a baby, should be able to want to take care of that responsibility. You know what I'm saying? And know what to do in certain situations, especially in, like, in my generation. So that was our whole conversation. And yeah, I just left. But yeah, man. So I'll be running another episode probably tomorrow, or later on today, actually, about, you know, what's going to happen towards the Super Bowl. Just my reaction and shit. I'm trying to work on getting somebody on here. I was supposed to get her on here the other day, but, like, since my schedule is all weird and different right now, I'm just kind of like, we'll figure it out. Deadass, we'll figure it out. So, I'm about to wrap this bitch up, but I just want to tell y'all, bro, don't hold in all y'all. Don't. I'm telling y'all right now, bro. Find a gateway to let out all that emotion. Journal. Write it out. Scream it out. Do something. Do something. Don't, bro. Don't hold nothing back, bro. Honestly, you actually get a different outcome if you just actually express your emotions and your feelings for somebody. So, yeah, I'm about to wrap this shit up, because it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to take my ass to bed. So hopefully everyone has a good fucking night. Good morning and good night. And see y'all then.